Today's gospel reading for Easter is from the 24th chapter of Luke. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words and returned from the tomb. They told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooped, and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, our daughter plays softball in college at Corbin. And this is a chair I sit in when I watch her play softball. And I sit out in the outfield because I like to be by myself when I'm watching my daughter. And I don't necessarily want to be with other parents who may have different opinions about how things are happening or not happening. And I like to share my own thoughts with myself, which may not always be pastor thoughts. So, but anyway, the point is I like to sit out in the outfield. So I went and watched my daughter play, who plays for Corbin University. And we went first to Caldwell, Idaho, which is by Boise, and then La Grande in Eastern Oregon. So that was 1,145 miles later, Friday and Saturday. So because I love my daughter, I love watching sports. Can't wait for our son to do whatever he does with sports, if he chooses to do that. So I don't know what the weather was like there, I mean here, but there it was sunny and 40 to 45 degrees. But the wind was between 15 and 25 miles per hour. I mean, so it was really gusty. Fortunately, I have these old Costco wool blankets that are purported to be waterproof, which it was tested because there was hail. So as we were watching as I was watching the game, I was getting hailed on. So were the kids. So you know, I got colder and colder. You know, so I just added a blanket and added a blanket. I mean, I had three pairs of pants on, five layers on top, and my gloves on, and I just was just freezing. But you know, that's how it goes. So I was there in Eastern Washington just sitting out in the outfield like this. And it made me think about that butterfly and the chrysalis and that being, you know, cocooned. That's what I felt like out there. And this is really part of what Easter is about. Because Easter is about, this is what happens to us frequently. We get entombed, we get cocooned, we close ourselves in because of fear, because of depression, because of pain in our lives, and we get stuck like this. And it's happened to all of us. I mean, if you've lived for a while, you know what I'm talking about. And this is what it can be like, and we're stuck, entombed. That's the word that I was thinking about. Well, in the gospel lesson in Luke today, Jesus is not in the tomb. He's gone. And these two people, assuming they're angels, we'll just call them angels for right now, they say to the women, he's not here, like he talked about. He's going on ahead, you know. He's going to continue the program he's been doing. So go check him out back, you know, where he told you to meet him. So the women told the disciples, and the disciples, of course, like most men, don't listen to women. You know, whatever they were saying to the idle talk, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, women. But Peter He may have betrayed Jesus three times before this thought, I better check this out, because if it's true, I got to talk with Jesus and tell him I'm sorry. So he runs to the tomb, sees that the clothes aren't there, and he's not there. He's gone. And the next scene, which we don't have, is Jesus meeting some disciples on the road, and they know him by the breaking of the bread, which they had just experienced with him, which is how we get to know Jesus every time we come together and gather together in the breaking of the bread. And the first thing he says is, peace, peace to you. Now, peace is different than being entombed, because when you have peace, you don't have fear. You have grace and mercy and the love of God. So that is the essence of what I think Easter is about. We're stuck in these tombs, and Jesus helps us to break out of it. So how does that work then? Well, I'm reading this book called The Name of God is Mercy, and it's by Pope Francis, the newest Pope in the Catholic Church. He's very cool. If you saw some pictures, raise your hand if you saw the pictures in the paper or online of him washing feet for Holy Thursday. Some of you may have seen that. So here's the biggest Christian in the world. I mean, I'm bigger than him. So I don't mean big by, size-wise. But he's a major Christian person. And you see him washing the feet of immigrants. And the caption says, of Jewish and Muslim faith and, people from Syria. And he's washing these folks' feet. And it's part of what Jesus talked about the whole time. Jesus' message was always, if you are the least or the lost or lonely or hurting, Jesus says, hey, you need a change? Come to me. Now, he also says in the Gospels, if you don't feel that way, but you maybe are rich or you're a leader, he says, hey, you need a change. Come to me. But the message is always about change and come to me. And in the end, Pope Francis says, when he talks about the mercy of God, this is what it's like. And the sun is shining, so it's perfect. He describes it as, at nighttime, you're outside and you see the stars, which in eastern Washington, you can see lots of stars when it's clear. It's beautiful. But those stars are far away and they're light, but you don't really feel it. You know it's light, but you don't really feel it, and it feels distant. And then the sun comes up. And if you're sitting like I was in eastern Washington and it's feels like it's 15 degrees. And then when that sun comes out, when it's overcast and comes out, oh, to feel the rays on your face, and then it warms up the blankets. It's like, oh, that feels so good. I can take this off. I can take this off. And Pope Francis said, that is what God's mercy and grace is like. It's like the nighttime and then the sun comes. And the sun shines on you. And you can feel its warmth. And it's all over. And it's available for everyone. And mercy is not a decree, Pope Francis says, but it's a caress. A caress of God. Like the sun on our face. That is what Easter is about. An empty tomb, a sun shining on us, our cocoons broken open, God's warmth, God's grace, God's mercy for me, for you, for the world. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. So a note about this bell piece, usually we don't say stuff, but this piece was commissioned by someone who did it as a memorial piece in memory of someone who had passed away, and it really reflects strongly about resurrection, so enjoy.